All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into something that I've been seeing everywhere lately.
Yeah.
The Petal Twins books.
Okay.
There are just so many of them, and I see them all over the place. There's even a whole Tuttle Twins Academy. What is the deal with all of this? What have you found out?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the creators, they're trying to instill certain values in kids,
Yeah.
not your average children's book, you
Yeah,
know,
right.
not just fluffy bunnies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like they have one about logical fallacies, one about bias in the media, even one called Modern Villains.
Oh my gosh, that is bold.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not just talking like ABCs and
Yeah.
123s. What kind of values are we talking about here?
It seems like there's a lot of focus on critical thinking
Okay.
and helping kids understand how the world works, especially economics and government,
Interesting.
like free market principles, stuff like that, which makes that whole Tuttle Twins Academy thing even more interesting.
Yeah.
It's like they're building this whole educational universe around these ideas.
I was looking at this Choose Your Consequence series,
Yeah.
and I immediately thought of those Choose Your Own Adventure books,
Huh.
which I loved as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
But with this series, the choices, it seems like they all have to do with economics and things like that,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Like imagine a situation where, I don't know, the Tuttle twins, they have to decide,
Right.
do they save their allowance or do they spend it on something they really want?
Oh, that's good.
Each choice leads to a different ending,
Right.
showing the kids, you know, the good and the bad of each choice.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a really cool way to teach economics, you know, make it really hands-on and interesting.
So it's not just like passively taking in information.
Right.
It's like they're living it,
Exactly. They're experiencing it.
like a little simulation in the story.
Exactly.
Do you think that's more effective, that kind of approach?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we all learn best by doing, right? You
Yeah.
make a choice, you see what happens.
Right.
And these books, they let kids do that, you know, experiment safely
Yeah.
with these ideas and figure out how their decisions can, you know, make things better or worse.
Makes sense. So what about the parents, though? Are they into all of this?
Well,
These are kind of big topics
and
that
that's
we're.
where the reviews come in handy.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the parents, they seem just as excited about these books as the kids are.
Oh, wow.
One review I saw talked about how the books actually sparked these big family discussions.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, parents and kids having these great conversations about economics, government, personal responsibility, all that stuff.
That's so interesting. It's like a sneaky way to get families talking about important stuff, things that maybe they wouldn't normally bring up. And it might even help bridge the gap between like what different generations think about these things.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just the kids off in a corner reading these books by themselves.
Nope.
It's becoming like a family affair,
Definitely.
potentially shaping, their values and how they see the world.
And speaking of values, I noticed that one word kept popping up over and over,
Okay.
both in the reviews and on the website.
What's that?
Freedom.
Oh, interesting.
Freedom of choice.
Okay.
Freedom of thought, freedom in the marketplace.
Wow.
It seems like that's a big part of what they're trying to get across.
Yeah, that resonates with a lot of people, right?
Definitely.
The idea that you have the power to make your own choices. You control your own destiny, basically. Yeah, especially in a world where it often feels like we're being told what to think and what to do all
Yeah.
the time. It's a powerful idea.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you wonder, you know,
Yeah.
if these kids are growing up with these values,
Yeah.
how is that gonna affect their choices and their actions later on in life? You know, will this generation of Tuttle Twins readers, will they be more likely to think critically, to question the status quo,
Interesting.
to stand up for what they believe in?
That's a really fascinating question.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about how we, here at Think and Act Locally, we're also all about empowering people.
Absolutely.
Giving our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena the tools they need to make a difference in their communities,
That's right.
whether that's through advocating for better policies, supporting local businesses, or just, engaging in meaningful dialogue with their neighbors.
Yeah, it's all about giving people the knowledge and the tools they need to take action.
Right, to make informed decisions.
Exactly. And you know, speaking of making an impact,
Yeah.
I'm really curious about this wide age range that these books cover. I mean, they've got books for toddlers all the way up to teenagers.
That's a huge span.
Yeah. How do you think they make sure the content is both, you know, interesting and appropriate for such different age groups?
That's a good question. I was thinking about that too. Like, how do you explain inflation
Right.
to a 5-year-old versus a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
It seems impossible.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the storytelling comes in.
Okay.
Remember, these aren't just dry textbooks or lectures. They're using characters and stories to get these ideas
It was
across.
like sneaking in the vegetable with the
Exactly.
mac and cheese, right? Make
Exactly.
it fun.
Make it fun.
And the kids won't even realize they're learning
They
something,
won't even know.
which is great.
For the little kids, it might be like a simple story about, a squirrel saving nuts for winter.
Right.
But for the older kids, it might be about entrepreneurship, like the struggles of starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic ideas are the same.
Great.
They're just presented in a way that makes sense for each age group.
It's smart. No wonder they're so popular.
Right.
You know, it's not just about the information itself. It's how it's presented.
Exactly.
You know, it reminds me of what we try to do here at Think and Act locally.
Yeah.
We're also trying to make complicated stuff easy to understand
Definitely.
and engaging for our
We're
listeners.
not just reading off statistics and stuff.
Right.
We're trying to tell stories,
Yeah.
share experiences, connect with our audience on like an emotional level.
Because information is just more memorable that way,
Right,
right?
totally.
If it's part of a good story.
Way more memorable. And you're more likely to actually do something with that information.
Right, exactly. And that's why we love to hear from our listeners too, right?
Absolutely.
Hearing their stories,
Yeah.
their challenges, their successes, because it's those personal stories
Right.
that really make up the fabric of our community here in Southeast Texas.
You know, one thing that really struck me about the Tuttle twins, it's how much they emphasize individual empowerment.
Okay.
Like, even a kid can make a real difference in the world.
Yeah.
And that's such an important message,
Yeah.
especially
When
nowadays.
it feels like so much is out of our control, it can
Exactly.
be overwhelming.
It can, but these books, they offer a different perspective, a sense of hope.
Okay.
The idea that we really can shape our own lives
Right.
and make positive changes, even if they're small.
That's a powerful message
It is.
for kids and adults.
Yeah.
It's not about sitting around complaining about problems.
Right. Yeah.
It's about getting involved and doing something to fix them.
Exactly.
And that might mean going to city council meetings, volunteering,
Mm-hmm.
or even just talking to your neighbors about issues that matter to you.
Absolutely. Taking action, no matter how small. And another thing I noticed in the Tuttle Twins books,
Yeah.
they often show you different sides of an issue. They encourage you to think critically, to question what you hear, which is something we really try to do here at Think and Act Locally as well.
For sure, we're not about telling people what to think.
Right.
We just want to give our listeners different perspectives, you know, balanced information,
Yep.
so they can form their own opinions and make good decisions.
And sometimes that means hearing viewpoints you might not agree with.
Definitely.
But that's just part of being an informed and engaged citizen. It's
Absolutely.
about having respectful conversations, listening to each other, and finding common ground where we can.
Right, because at the end of the day,
Yeah.
we're all part of the same community.
That's right.
We all want to see our neighborhoods thrive, our schools do well, our families be happy and healthy.
That's right.
And we can't do that if we're all divided.
Yep.
We have to work together.
Absolutely. It's about collaboration, not division.
Exactly. And that brings us back to that idea that even small actions can have a ripple effect.
Definitely.
Just like the Tuttle twins, we all have the potential to make a positive difference.
We do.
It might start with a conversation. A random act of kindness or a decision to get more involved in our community.
That's right.
But those little things can add up
They can.
and inspire others to do the same.
And before you know it,
Yeah.
you've got a whole wave of positive change.
You know, it's funny how we started talking about children's books, the lessons are so relevant for everyone, no matter how old you are.
They are. It's never too late to learn,
Right.
to grow, to get more involved in your community.
And sometimes it's the simplest stories, you know, the ones that are easy to relate to,
Yep.
that can have the biggest impact on our lives.
Absolutely. It makes you think of that quote, right?
Which one?
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And I think in the context of the Tuttle Twins and Think and Act Locally,
Yeah.
it's about being the change you want to see in your community.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into the Tuttle Twins,
Okay.
I want to leave you with a question. What kind of impact do you want to have right here in your own backyard in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Yeah.
What needs to change?
Right.
What stories need to be told to make this area even better.
It's interesting, right? You think about the Tuttle twins. Mm-hmm. They're all about teaching kids to think for themselves,
right?
To understand how the world works.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally too.
Absolutely.
But for adults.
Right. We're giving folks the information they need,
mm-hmm.
the resources, mm. hopefully a little bit of inspiration so they can make informed decisions and get involved.
And just like those Choose Your Consequence books,
yeah.
the choices we make individually and as a community, they're going to shape the future of these towns.
Our future.
Our future, exactly.
It's pretty amazing to think about, you know,
yeah.
how these simple stories mm-hmm. can spark these big conversations.
Right.
And maybe even lead to real change.
It makes you realize how powerful stories can be, not just for entertainment,
right.
but for learning and for building community.
It's true. We often forget how much stories can influence us.
Yeah.
Think about the books you've read,
uh-huh.
the movies you've seen,
mm-hmm.
even just the local news.
Right.
All those stories.
Yep.
They shape how we see the world.
Definitely.
What we believe.
And ultimately what we do.
Exactly. So we need to be careful about the stories we consume.
Yeah.
And the stories we tell.
Because they really can shape our communities.
For better or for worse.
That's right.
So if you're feeling inspired to get involved,
mm-hmm.
but you're not sure where to start.
Okay.
Think about the story you want to see unfold in your community. What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
What changes do you want to see?
What can you do to make those changes happen?
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be some big grand gesture.
Right.
It could be something small.
Like picking up trash in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Supporting a local business.
Going to a community meeting.
Just taking that first step.
Remember, little things add up.
They do. And you never know who you might inspire.
And if you're looking for ways to connect with your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
to learn more about what's going on in our area,
yeah.
be sure to check out thinkandactlocally.com.
It's a great resource.
We've got tons of information there
mm-hmm.
and ways to get involved.
We believe that everyone here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena,
yeah.
they have the power to make a difference.
Absolutely. To be a change maker.
A storyteller.
A Tuttle twin for their community.
Exactly. So go out there.
Yeah.
Make your voice heard.
Right.
And help write the next chapter in the story of Southeast Texas.
Love it. This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
I'm so glad we did this deep dive.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners found it just as interesting as we did.
I hope so.
And hey, if you like what we do here at Think and Act Locally,
mm-hmm.
and you want to support our mission,
yeah.
you can visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
The link is in the show notes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And until next time.
Keep thinking.
Keep acting.
And keep making a difference.
In your community.
Think about it for a second. What kind of impact do you want to have? Right here in your own community. In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. What do we need more of? What needs to change?
You know, it really connects back to what we were saying about the Tuttle twins.
Yeah.
The books encourage kids to really think critically, understand the world around them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I guess, Think and Act Locally, we're trying to do the same for adults.
I like that. We're equipping our listeners.
Right.
With the knowledge they need, resources, hopefully some inspiration to take action.
Yeah.
And like in those Choose Your Consequence books.
Mm-hmm.
The choices that WE make, whether individually or as a community, they're going to shape the future of these places.
It's really cool to see how these stories, even though they seem pretty simple,
yeah.
they can get these really big conversations going.
Right.
And maybe even lead to actual change.
Yeah. And it reminds us how much power stories really have.
It's true.
Not just to entertain us.
Right.
But to teach us and bring people together.
Exactly.
I think we often underestimate that.
We do.
The impact a good story can make. Yeah. Think about your own life, you know?
Mm.
The books that have stuck with you,
yeah.
movies you've seen, heck, mm-hmm. even the local news you watch.
Right.
Those stories, they all kind of get in there.
Yeah.
And shape how we see things,
mm-hmm.
what we believe.
They do.
And what we end up doing about it.
Exactly. So we got to be mindful about the stories we hear. Yeah.
And the stories we choose to tell.
Because they really have the power to shape our communities.
Absolutely. For good or for bad.
So if you're feeling inspired right now.
Yeah.
You want to do something, make a difference.
Hmm.
But maybe you're a little stuck.
Okay.
Not sure where to start.
Right.
Think about the story you want to see happen right here.
What are you passionate about?
What needs to change?
Yeah.
What do you want to see happen? And think.
What's one small step I can take today?
It might be picking up trash in your neighborhood.
Right.
Or buying something from a local business instead of a big chain.
Yeah.
Going to a community meeting.
It doesn't have to be anything huge. Just start somewhere.
Yeah, little things can make a difference.
You never know. You might just inspire someone else.
Right.
And hey, if you're looking for more ways to get involved, connect with your neighbors. Really dive in to the issues that matter to you.
Yeah.
Check out thinkandactlocally.com.
It's a great place to start. We've got a ton of resources and ways to plug in.
We truly believe that everyone here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, they can all be change makers.
That's it.
You know, storytellers, Tuttle twins for their community.
That's a great way to put it. So go out there, make a difference.
Make your voice heard and help us write the next chapter.
Yes. In the story of Southeast Texas, this has been such a great deep dive.
It really has.
I'm so glad we got to talk about this.
Me too.
And I hope it gave everyone listening some food for thought.
I hope so.
And if you enjoy Think and Act Locally,
yeah,
and you want to support us,
mm-hmm,
you can head over to thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
The link is in the show notes.
Thanks for being here with us.
And until next time,
keep thinking.
Keep acting.
Keep making that difference.
In your community.